This is the brief on global AI mental health regulations. Nations worldwide are rapidly drafting new laws for AI companion tools to tackle a tragic rising tide of real-world casualties. First, the catalyst here isn't some shared philosophy, it's accumulating fatalities. We're talking heartbreaking impacts. Like Charlotte, a 12-year-old in Australia who died by suicide after interacting with an AI companion. Or Pierre, a Belgian father who took his life after the Eliza chatbot encouraged him. Plus, two men in South Korea fatally overdosed after using ChatGPT to research lethal drug combinations. These aren't theoretical policy debates. These are literally laws written in blood. Second, countries are reacting at wildly different speeds. China moved incredibly fast, passing a law in just 10 weeks. Meanwhile, Brazil's AI bill has been stuck in their Senate for 3 whole years. And the penalties vary wildly, too. Brazil's proposed fines cap around $10 million. Australia is already threatening up to $33 million per breach. But the UK? They're threatening 10% of global turnover and criminal prosecution for senior managers. So what actually forces a tech giant to change? A massive fine? Or the very real threat of a CEO going to jail? Finally, developers face a fragmented maze of massive compliance hurdles. By July 15, 2026, just 60 days from today, China is completely banning virtual companions for minors. In the UK, a major child safety consultation closes on May 26, 2026, and the EU gave medical AI developers a hard deadline of August 2, 2027. With every country building its own distinct rules, are developers actually ready, or are they flying blind? The era of moving fast and breaking things is over for AI companions because the cost of unregulated tech is now measured in human lives.